I must come to the lesson as if it were a life and death medical procedure, as a person with kidney disease who needs dialysis, as a diabetic losing consciousness without a shot of insulin, as someone suffering from oxygen deficiency. In short, imagine any need of your body that is necessary for its existence. This is what my inner feeling has to be before coming to the morning lesson. Then it does not matter how I study, when I study. I may not even hear the lesson. I may hardly listen to it, because I'm constantly preoccupied with a single question. Do I benefit from the lesson? Is it filling my pressing need or not? And am I getting better thanks to it? This is when the effectiveness of the lesson is maximized. We can work on this desire only indirectly, because we cannot change our desires. Man is not the owner of his own heart. As Baal HaSulam writes, we can realize our freedom of choice only through the environment. The environment is the books and the group, and only with their help can I make my heart feel a need for that to which the books and group are leading me. It follows that during the 21 hours, besides the 3 hours of the morning lesson, I have to be concerned with the questions. Do I realize that I'm terminally ill? In other words, I start from the end. If I do not have that kind of demand during the morning lesson, then it is considered studying Torah. It is said, I've created the evil inclination and I've created Torah as a spice, where the light in it corrects. This is why our entire work has to be focused only on the need with which we come to the morning lesson. Nothing else depends on me except cultivating the need. One has to come here with the determination of a sick person with one last hope, who comes here with absolute confidence. He has been told that his days are numbered, and today he hears on the radio that there is a cure for his illness. Can you imagine? This is how we have to relate to the means we have at our disposal. Other than that, nothing matters. Rabash used to say all the time, where is that pharmacy where I can buy a need for the medicine before I buy the medicine itself? In the pharmacy, they don't sell you a need, just a medicine. Yes, we have the source of the correcting light, but it operates on us according to our desire. I can't just sit in front of a book. Of course I'm not corrected. I was born as a wild ass with evil inclination. But I don't have any evil inclination inside me. I'm not a wild ass if I don't realize that I am. If I don't determine what my illness is, what is the diagnosis? The diagnosis has to match exactly with what is being treated with this medicine. Example, Torah. This is why our entire work is only to prepare the need for correction. This is what we say. The light is perfect. It is in eternal rest, and the Kalim, in their desire to change, invoke its influence upon them. That's it. So what shall we do during these 21 hours besides the 3 hours of the morning lesson? During this time, we have to work on the two opposing factors. Firstly, we focus on the greatness of the Creator, and the greatness of the goal, the effectiveness of the correcting light. Spirituality has to look great in my eyes, in all of its manifestations, not just great in some abstract sense, but rather, as it is directed towards me. I need to be sure that there is a cure for me, and secondly, from the other side, I work with my own situation, how terminally ill I am, how I suffer because of my ego, etc. We cannot tell ourselves these things and be inspired by them. We can be inspired either by the books or by far the most powerful, the group. Both books and group are in essence the only means by which a person can impact his own desire to evoke the correcting light of the Torah. In other words, this is the only means by which a person is capable of accelerating his development from the state in his time. 2. Will speed it up, This is the only choice man can make. For this reason, a person has to come up with a daily schedule. Listen a bit, read a bit, spend time with friends. During the entire time besides the hours of study, a person has to find himself within a system of self-preparation. This is not just free time. You cannot be together just during the time of study. You need to make sure that you prepare yourself for the lesson. That's why you need to have gatherings, common meals, to communicate, to do something together. It does not matter what. Everyone needs to bring his own tip to the common clique, to the group, which in his opinion has the best effect on him. This is how we will find a way. Even if we don't, it doesn't matter. We will be engaged in the single most important thing, in the search for the need for the Creator. And the result is that suddenly we feel this desire. Thanks to what? We don't know. We can feel it at absolutely any place and time. The light affects the Kalim and rocks them. Meanwhile, what we have to focus on is this. We have to determine which actions can be the most effective for us during the day so that we come alert to the lesson, impatiently waiting for the treatment, the correction. The most important thing is the time before going to sleep. Half an hour or 15 minutes, it does not matter. How long? For 5 minutes, at least before bed, before you go to sleep. I cannot tell you how long it should be. Sometimes 2 sentences or 2 words are enough. This is what one falls asleep with, and he passes through the entire night and wakes up with them in the morning. Sometimes one reads for 20 minutes or listens to music. It does not matter exactly what. However, before going to sleep, one must find something inspiring, to which he will wake up in the morning. We know from the tests about the necessity of Kriyat Shema, before sleep, since without it, one will not wake up, will not pass by the night guards. Without this, a person does not have the strength to go through the darkness of the night. After getting up, he is ready to continue this awakening. In other words, one is forbidden to get up in the morning with an empty head and an empty heart. If he feels the emptiness, this only means that he did not get ready before sleep. This is absolutely so. There is no other reason. One can watch the evening news. Rabash, by the way, also listened to the news, after which he read Shemati and then went to sleep. But it did not happen often that he fell asleep. And we used to fall asleep next to one another on the trains, in the hospitals, without opening his Shemati notebook. During the day, he used to always carry the psalms in his pocket. I also always had them in my car, or the letters of Baal HaSulam. He opened the source and read a quote. It was enough for him to sustain his thoughts and work for some time. His thought and his work differed from ours. At work, I think that in our world there is no such job where one is unable to look in the book every hour for the duration of 1 minute. Even if one applies his mind to his work, which has to do with programming or computers, and cannot hold on to the thought, it does not matter. If this is what one wants, there is no other way. And these are the conditions. 1 minute is enough, the rest does not depend on him. One knows, for instance, that once an hour he has to arrange the connection with the source for himself. Midday article and communication. Preparation for the lesson must define your communication over the phone. The time when you listen to the article, your work in the evenings, everything must come out of one goal, to come to the lesson with great desire. It is not necessary to talk about it out loud. It is enough for this goal to be present in some form within us. The most important thing is for you to receive an impression from this. We know that it is possible to listen to some lecture for 10 hours and not to hear it. It will go in one ear and out the other without registering. Or it is possible to listen for 20 minutes or an hour, when suddenly one word may turn us on and affect us. Therefore, it is necessary to search. I have labored and I have found. You are not obligated to come up with great results. The labor, igati, is entrusted to the person, but the result, but sati to the Creator. This is all. During the day, you should have some kind of meeting and read something together. However, each person is also required to prepare himself for the meeting in a special way. Just like he prepares for a lesson, he tells himself that during the meeting, he will receive an impression from the entire kli, that each person is in the kli, also desires to receive an impression, and awaken these two types of reshimot, reshimot de'aviyut and reshimot de'hitlapshut. This is your group activity that you perform now in order to prepare yourself for the upcoming morning lesson. The meeting can last for 5 minutes. You do not need more than that. However, you must be in a special state during these 5 minutes. Prior to that, you have to think for a couple of minutes and be aware that this is really a special time. In an essence, except for those 5 minutes when you are connected with the group, you do not have more time for that during the day. It is absolutely necessary to do that, either during the day or perhaps in the evening, before sleep, because there is no other opportunity for the daily group work. Everything else is done in accordance with how much free time you have. You come here, do some work, engage yourself in some dissemination projects in the evening, or do something else. Ultimately, this reshimo has to generate the demand for the greatness of the Creator, for the realization of evil and for the light, which brings us back to the source. It does not matter what your group responsibility entails. If you are able to unfold this chain to its final point, it means you have succeeded.